Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I got a bonus video for you today. So, one thing that I keep, you know, getting comments on is businesses that don't want to take cash anymore. They want to go cashless. I'm going to give you the greatest example of where it's just failing, and people are starting to suffer from this. So, please like the video, comment, share your thoughts on this. Do you like to pay with cash every now and then? It's nice, isn't it? You know, it's funny, you go on a cruise ship and there's no cash. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I'll talk about them later on in the video. But here's the story, guys. You know, there are certain areas in the country where they want people to still take cash that own restaurants and stores and things like that. Usually it's in lower end communities like Los Angeles is doing this. You're having certain states like Colorado wants to have it so that you have to take cash when they deal with transactions, and they don't want to eliminate them because there's some people that just don't have a checking account and don't have you know, the means to get a debit card or anything like that. So there's a great example, the Roman Baths in Bath, okay? They have a wishing well that for centuries has been open, and people throw money in it. And what do? They collect the money that's in there. Well, what these geniuses came up with 2 years ago is they said, you know what? No more cash. We're cashless. The wishing well is cashless. You want to make a donation? Slide your card. It's cashless. Well, it's not as fun as, you know, Mom, can I get a quarter and toss it in there? Can I get a dollar? You know, can I see if my dollar will sink? You know, all that stuff that people do. Well, generally, they take in about 170 grand a year. Last year, they brought in only $17,000. So it cost them $170,000 for not taking cash. And again, nobody wants to go cashless when it comes to a wishing well, which is insanity. And again, the political correctness of certain things is insane sometimes. You know, we just don't want to deal with this. You know how unsafe cash is? You know what a headache cash is? I'll never forget, I was at a liquor store, of all places, and I was filming in Laguna, and I stopped to get a drink and a lottery ticket, and I stop, and this woman stops me. She says, you know, you need to understand how bad it is to take cash, that I have to hire a different, you know, clientele of employees, a different class of employees that, you know, we can trust with our cash. I'm like, well, that's on you, lady. I mean, it makes no sense. If you don't hire people that are responsible citizens that are not going to steal from you on a nightly basis, don't hire those people. So we went back and forth on that. So Target's the next one. Target will no longer, as of next month, will no longer accept personal checks. I can't remember the last time I wrote a personal check in a store, but Target's getting rid of that. And they say other retailers are going to follow and get rid of personal checks also. So interesting, you know. There are certain people I deal with in my life, like the gardener, you know, doesn't take cards. He doesn't want the cash. I don't want the cash because I want a record that I paid this guy. So write him a check. Have a nice day. Here you go. Cash your check, buddy. Okay? So are you guys seeing this? Because what's happening is the cashless businesses, you can always tell when you go to a ballpark now, and people are stuck and they get to the front of the line and there's a huge sign out in front of like Anaheim Stadium that says, hey, this is where our venue is cashless. No cash. And when you pay for parking, they don't take cash. They just swipe your card. They have little card readers that reads everything. And that's what we're headed to. So let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about that. One thing that's crazy that's going around is all the receipts that people are sending me. You're seeing all these different shopping receipts and how people shopped at Walmart, you know, 2 years ago, and then today it's, you know, $250 more. Well, there's a family of six, husband and wife and four kids, and their Trader Joe's bill was $444. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. It is. But I just remember when I lived with a single mom and she would get paid, we'd go to the store then. And how that was how it worked out. But man, oh man, $444 a week to feed your kids? That's crazy right now. What are you guys experiencing this? You seeing anything like that? So let me know. Remember, everything is great. Don't forget that. Remember, guys, everything is fantastic right now. Things are great, and they've never been better, okay? The United States Postal Service has just decided that they're going to raise postage stamps again for the first time ever. They're gonna do it twice in 1 year. So you're gonna get postage stamps raised from 68 cents to 73 cents. Again, another 5% increase. Why don't you just raise it to a dollar? Who cares? Just do it. Quit playing the game. You guys, it doesn't matter what you guys charge us. You're never gonna make any money because you're horrible at running that business, just like every other municipality is. If you notice that, these guys cannot stay within a budget by any means. It's just the way it is right now. Card skimmers. This is a real problem with stores where people have debit cards. Think about this. There are so many people stealing millions of dollars right now from people's debit cards, and the card skimmers are getting more and more sophisticated to where the stores don't know. Now, what happens? You're the victim of a card skimmer, and they say, oh, you were at this liquor store. You go in there and you say, hey, you know, what happened? You guys were in on this, clearly. And they either are or they're not. And if they're not part of the investigation, you have to look at all these different sophisticated rings. This is such a problem in Florida right now that they sent the Secret Service in to check out all these different businesses. They went to over 173 businesses, and they found the skimmers on seven of the different stores that they found. They anticipated that based on the traction of what they would have gotten so far, that they saved over $1 million from people getting stolen from. That is crazy right now. One thing that I find very frustrating is that I get people that write me, single dads and single moms, how do I take my kids out? How do I have fun? What'd you do when you had money problems? And I always give them advice and always give them different things that you can do that cost nothing or that you can participate in, whether it's a camp, it's a program, whatever, so they can do things like that. And one thing that is absolutely appalling is in New York City, you have hotels that generally go for $160 a night right now that are being rented out for $300 a night, and the government's paying for it, you and I. They anticipate right now that there's 65,000 migrants living in these hotels right now in just New York City alone. Forget the rest of the country. I'm just talking New York City alone. Wouldn't you like to go to New York City sometime? Used to. You don't want to go there now. But wouldn't you like to travel and go stay in a hotel room and do something fun like that? Of course. Well, they're spending $1 billion, $300 a night on 65,000 people. Do the math on this. The hotels love it. The hotels are getting destroyed, but they love it right now because they're getting coverage in these rooms. It's absolutely disgusting right now. So our tax dollars at work. Let me know what you think about that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this, guys. 2024 is half done. Have you looked at your retirement right now? You need to protect yourself. The best thing to do is look at precious metals. Gold has shot up over the last 2 years from $1,600 an ounce to well over $2,300 an ounce, and it's expected to go higher. Go with number one rated. Call Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431. Get a free investor guide and find out if gold can help you in the future with your retirement. You know, think about this. You cannot trust what's happening right now. The stock market trajectory, as we get more and more bad news, just keeps going higher. But all the experts say that time is of the essence, and it's just a matter of time until there's a real problem. So protect yourself, guys. Call number one rated Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. If you don't want to call, just use the link below and fill out their form and get free information, but do it today before it's too late. I always love the email that you guys send me, and Charles sent me something that was wild, and that his insurance went up 80%, 80%. No accidents, no claims, nothing, but like he said, wow, my 6-year-old car is not getting any younger, But it's ridiculous that these insurance companies have invested all their money in different ways and lost big time. And now we have to pay for this, and which is true. And it's such a good point, because it's like these banks that went and put their money into T-bills and different things, and they just lost money as interest rates shot up. Well, the insurance company is no different. These guys are idiots. And remember AIG, when the last real estate downturn happened, we're going to see this again. Somebody sent me something. They said, I cannot verify this. I'm not going to say I work with them or not, but there's a rumor that State Farm cannot afford to pay out claims right now. Wow, wouldn't that be a bold thing? Considering I have State Farm for my auto insurance, that would be lovely to know that. So is that the case? Are these guys financially strapped that bad? They just tried to shake down the state of California. In fact, they did shake down the state of California, and it's coming to a state near you. Now, Steve sends me stuff just like so many others, but Steve sent me something great where he's looking for tires and doing the research on this. And Dan, I'm out searching prices, different locations, goes to Walmart online, and they want to know, think about this. They want to know the year of the car. They want to know the color of the car. Huh? Isn't that crazy? Why would you know the color of my car for black tires? Okay, there's nothing different with this. So kind of crazy that they're asking things like this. And it's just a matter of time until you see more things like this. And, the other thing was the license plate. They would like to know the license plate number of your car that you'd like to put tires on. Well, again, is that none of your business, okay? So, again, when does this stuff, the Big Brother stuff, end with everything? Because I think it's too much right now. Way, 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 way too much. So let me know what you think about that. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And one thing that I've said repeatedly, which you have to take my advice on, or you're foolish, and that is have multiple ways of paying bills, multiple bank accounts, everything. If you're part of the Patelco group right now, they still can't pay their bills. How about the UK, where Nationwide, HSBC, and Virgin payment systems are down still? Oh, that's terrible. What do you do? How do you pay your bills? You don't. What if your kids' tuition's due? What if you've got to eat? Oh, okay, well, I'll worry about that later. You know what I mean? It's kind of ridiculous. And plus, I love when people get fed up with things that they agreed to in the first place, and that was Robin Bach lives in a beautiful New Hampshire home that her and her husband spent tons of money fixing up, and they have a homeless encampment living behind them that they kind of let slide. And then now they have a problem because they've had to call the cops 37 times on these people, threatening them and making their life a living hell. And they've got an 8-year-old and 11-year-old. And again, get rid of these people, camping out, sleeping on the streets. But I don't think that, New Hampshire's, got a real problem with that. So final story is Fonzie. Fonzie got angry. I was gonna title this video, Fonzie Got Angry, but okay. Henry Winkler was in the UK, and thank you, Stephen, for sending me this one because it's solid gold. He went on a rickshaw ride, which is one of those guys that pedals the bike with a seat behind it, and you can, go around the city. Only problem was he didn't negotiate the price beforehand, and they wanted to charge him, are you ready, £130 for his little bike ride. That would be $150 for you and I in American money. Is that lunacy, guys? Absolutely lunacy. So Fonzie lost his cool. Fonzie's no longer cool, guys. Fonzie lost it, okay? So, read the story below, and thank you again, Stephen, because that was really good. So Fonzie is great. I love the UK stories, too. They're just fantastic. Please like, please comment. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. Join the email list, because we've got a fantastic email coming out later on in the week, okay? I'll see you soon.